We're continuing that ratio test. Said that Chen Neumar, I said the last line in ratio test below. The last line. Chen Neumar, so we would say by voice Adam, in the existence of the man, Shorchaim. And all other all creatures, with tippus azera, if they've been formulated from one drop of a sperm, makin haboy sadag agol. So is also the formulation of a big fish, mibita sadag, from a little egg, im katnusa hanomer ha small they are. Betivda sa nefesh, lahagdi mashi ichar haboy risale, laachar mashi higdi. Now, betivda sa nefesh, when a person is busy, What is it? Here Hashem makes everything and anything, and he makes anything from the most inconceivable thing which you can't even perceive from what he makes them. And here a man is busy with tirdas ha-nefesh, and a man becomes busy for what? La-hagdim ma-shi'ich ha-raboy risale. He wants to advance something which Kosh Baruch Hu postpones. Or la-acher he wants to postpone ma-shi'higdim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is advancing. He wants to interfere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. The Harbois. He wants to multiply, wants to do more Mashiach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes less. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him less money, he's trying to make more money. Or the Hamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him problems, he gives him a lot of headaches. He wants to reduce his headache, Mashiach Hirbo, Mikinyona Oilam. Mavli, and he wants to all those things, Mavli, Sabe, Venki, Mitzvah, Savados, Venki, Vultarosa. He wants to do it without justification by bringing it. He wants to do it without connecting it to fulfillment of the mitzvahs and serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, to receiving his Torah. Man wants to take his choice, free choice, and interfere with creation when it's not connected to Torah. Chalishus ha'kor ba'mitzvah sidos, when a man is totally has a weak recognition in knowing. In a stupidity, Mohobin Tavis and also to understand that everything Kosh Baruch Hu does is for his benefit. If at least the person who done this tries to interfere with situations which is benefiting Torah, benefiting Avodas Hashem, so Hakul Bidei Shemaim, Chutz Mira Shemaim, it's true, everything is from heaven, everything's preordained, Chutz has to do with Yira Shemaim, so at least this is in his domain. Everything which has to do with Yiras Shemayim, it's his domain. There you're allowed to interfere. They're allowed to interfere. In other words, if nature demands that you should put in excessive work in order to make a living, but you, by putting in this excessive work, you're gonna serve that much less Hashem. It's gonna be a job which is questionable as far as Yiras Shemayim, whatever it is. Say you don't want it. So you could interfere. What the Noma would demand, you would interfere. The Noma will say now that under this circumstance you should keep on this job, which is a questionable job in Halacha. And you say, I don't want to do it. So you're interfering with what the demand is. But when you want to interfere, this thing which has nothing to do with making you Ovid Hashem, on day to day things which everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only because you don't understand that, first of all, what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smart and it's good, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for your benefit.
Honestly,
listen,
I'm really confused about it. When you say interfere with something, you're saying interfering as opposed to doing one's
shtadlus. I mean, yeah, but somebody tries to make a shtadlus which is going against the principles of life which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for the smallest thing to the biggest thing, and we agree, he created me and he created me from nothing. And one other thing, why do you have to focus on creating from nothing, from a drop? If a little egg came out a big fish, in order to be able to respect every little thing which Hashem does, that you never know the outcome of every little thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? But still, we're very negligent of looking at that way on things. And we go on living, and we go on trying to do things on our own, whatever we see fit for us. And we go against the daily normal routine which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We try to minimize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot. We try to maximize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a little. And he's interfering. We try to interfere with Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement as things is in our hands. And especially, when is that not acceptable? When this is nothing to do with Avodas, unless it has to do with Avodas Hashem. And Kvaromas Achocham, the Chocham said, "Inin Azeh, the Memorai, to understand that we should appreciate what is happening." Shlomo Melech said, "Lekol Zman, everything has its time. Ve'es Lechol Chetes Tachos Hashemayim. Every object has its timing, has its position underneath the sky." So what are you doing? What are you trying to interfere? You see, you can't. People try to... let me give it more in a global way. Look today's science. What are they doing? What is science doing? What is medicine doing? They're trying to interfere in nature. They try to... If a person gets sick, what they don't do to against diseases, to try to prevent things. And they succeed. They do a lot. But do they really succeed in the bottom line? In the bottom line, they don't succeed. You know, in Israel there was a long, prolonged doctor strike. And statistics show less people died those times. It's a known thing. Less people died. What don't people do that they get happy that the entertainment field and that they get into everything? The more they succeed, the people more unhappy they become. People do everything to interfere with nature, but you see, you can't go against Hashem. Everything has a place, everything has a time. But people have not yet accomplished anything with the one accomplished. What don't people do in order to save time? Okay, you go to England, you have to get a Concorde. You're going to pay $6,000 to get 3 hours earlier. Okay? What do people do to save time? But there was never a time where time was so killed as today's time. Killing time. With all the accomplishment. And after that, Shlomo Melech was saying that everything has a time, everything has a position in this world. Achach Zohar, Esther Mishmoyin Yomi mentioned 28 things. Omar Shemashom starts listening at Esle Ledes, Esle Lomos, there's time to be born, there's time to die. What do the Chazal tell us? Makoko Chatachai, Makoko Chatames, forcefully you're dying, forcefully you're living, you can't help it. What do people try to do? You have two things in this world, doing the opposite. They're trying to prevent birth, and they're trying to prevent death. It doesn't go. They're trying to prevent in China, all of it is a population explosion. They're trying, the whole focus was to prevent population, to try to prevent population. And it's unbelievable, you see Ashgocha, I mean, you should know about it because you don't know what Tzuris means. But people, they're getting into treasure, they got pregnant, they didn't want. I always say to people when they come, I have a giving a support group of people, have no childless couples. It says, unfortunately, I don't know how many more people who are complaining they have children and then they don't want, Hashem gives them a child, not wantingly. The people, unfortunately, want children and don't get a child. Unfortunately, people die to have children and here you come in complaining that you have no children, that Hashem gave you a child. People do everything to not have a child and they get pregnant. It didn't work. We try to interfere with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgocha. In such an ace love is the time to die, it's time to be born. Ad Omro, until the final 28 items which he's mentioning it, Ismul Chomo, the Ace Shalom, there's a time to keep a war, to make it a war, it's time of peace. Romer says, Ace Pega, Ikres Kulam. And everyone will hit that time, and that Pega, that accident. And you can't avoid it. Romer says, Kikuvoya Ma'al Gavoya. It's much higher and above all the meaning and all the reasons of all the happenings. And Shoymer Ugvoyavalgva Shoymer, it's much above and higher. Also, all these interchanges, all these changes in the world, all the times, is happening because of the world of nature, of the cosmos, the constellations. But there's somebody much above them who is running it, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki gvoyem al gvoya shemet, the shemet, the one who watches us is higher and above all those high things. Gvoyem aleim. Valichas Dina Boyles Ali, the roots which Kurz Bok is running at. Yoisan and Lomas and Lucas and Yoinus Magis and Diaz Halkea. Valichas Dina Boyles Ali, the rules by what the world is governed, by what the world is ran, which is always coming from the ruling from a Kurz Boku. Yoisan and Lomas is more concealed than Mukas and Deep, while Yoinus and above Meagia. That we should be able to reach even a partial knowledge over them. Kolchkin Klonen, even more that we should understand the whole constellation, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole thing. Kvar Omra Kosar Posek, Kigobi Shmaim Ha'oretz, like the skies are much higher than the earth. Just like the skies, the heavens, is higher than the earth. Kein Gobi Derocha Midarachechem, so is higher my running the world, my Derocha, my ways from your ways. As much you see the difference between the heaven and the earth, and it's a big difference how much it's higher, so much, much higher is my thinking for you. As much you could comprehend and conceive and understand, it's much, much higher, the slightest little thing which I'm doing, why I'm doing. So there is somebody on who to rely. So this was the first agdoma, the first seven agdomas which we need in the Perek Shlishi. This is the first conditions which you have to know in order that you should be able to obtain full bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Magdama Sheinis, in the second Magdama, Sheyeda, we should know, the person should know, Vizborar, Esau should become absolutely proven by him, Kaboyer is Borach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashkipolov is watching him, is looking on him. There's no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ignoring, not one event. Ein Nela Mimenoi, nothing is concealed of him. Nigleyu venistoroi utsunois venireyu. Anything which is revealed, anything which is concealed, everything which is totally concealed, everything is equally in front of him. If he's fully relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it. Kasha Omer HaKosu, like the Pasuk says, Hashem Yoidei Machshavei Sodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the thinking of a man, Kehei Mohoven, that they are air, empty. Because Baruch Hu knows. In other words, for Omar Halos, Toichen Liboy Siyovin, the planning and the design of the heart, he understands. In other words, that's a Moir Digazach which he says here. Because Baruch Hu is watching you and observing you, is aware of it, and he takes note of it. Anything which you do, in any way you think. And if a person has an empty void in his heart, he's not utilizing his heart what he has to. He just as well registered and focused on by Hashem, as you have good deeds in your hand that you could do and you don't do. Because Baruch Hu wants full production in every part of a person's life. Hashem Yodea Machshav Esav, because Baruch Hu knows the thoughts of a man, Kehei Mohovel, they're empty. Imagine that we will be asked. You remember I said once that imagine there would be a video who registered your thoughts and put it on screen. Who would stand underneath this video, especially if it would be played back for you, especially in public? We are all our stupid, empty, foolish, childish way of thinking, what we have in our mind, our sensitivity, our own stupidity. God forbid, someone would see it on the outside, they wouldn't even talk to me. I would be the most foolish person in the world. This is empty thinking, hevel, empty, avoidance, yeah?
These are the abilities that Hashem gave us, right? I mean,
Yeah. To fight it. Not only Hashem gave us the ability, even worse than this, Hashem makes us think the stupidities. Because the Gemara says, three things a person not being salvaged every day. One of them is, hihuri, we get all the stupid things in our mind. So that would mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu is knowing what you think, because God looks at you, what are you going to do with this thought? Now you could develop it just like you take a film, you develop it, make a picture, or you could postpone it, it's stupid, you're productive, you're just productive. Imagine you're working at a printing shop, a little printing machine, but your printing machine is yours, and every minute you print $100 bill, and every $100 bill is yours. And you're playing around on telephone calls, coffee breaks, you're not taking a coffee, and drinking, and smoozing. Have our heat, Colorado, would you accept this? Listen, you only have, I gave you 5 hours to work on the machine, and every second, every moment you're printing $100 bill, $100 bill is yours. You're not going to take any coffee break, you're going to put in 5 hours, mm-hmm. 60 minutes, an hour. You're going to print 60 bills like that in an hour. So you're going to print 300 bills like that in 5 hours, okay? 300 bills, no question about it. You're going to make $30,000. Would you waste a moment? You wouldn't waste a moment. What's with your mind? In your mind, you're wasting. You're wasting. Hashem, Hashem Yodea, because Baruch Hu knows Machshava Sodom, the thoughts of his mind. Ki Hei Mahova, they're empty, unproductive. Now, can't you produce the same thing? I give you news, but I told you a printing machine for $100 a bill is nothing in compared to what you could produce in a minute thinking. And a minute thinking could fulfill, every minute thinking, you could fulfill 5 times the 6 mitzvahs of Zechir, 6 memories of remembering. The mitzvah is 6 things to remember. You know how many times you could recycle the 6 memories in a minute? Yeah. You're getting up middle of the night, you can't sleep, you're agitated by things, by problems, whatever it is. You're depressed. You're laying in bed and you don't know what to do with yourself. You're going around and around and you can't sleep. And you don't know why, and then came over, it's all empty. At the same time, you could just say, Hashem, I love you, Hashem, I believe in you, Hashem, accepting everything that you do for me. I know everything is good, it's a mitzvah mitochum Hashem. I believe in you, it's a mitzvah famunus Hashem. Everything is a mitzvah sasa. If all the world will be printing machines, and every leaf on the tree would be $100 bill, it's nothing to 1 minute like that thinking. Hashem says, I gave all this knowledge, and I give you this time, and I woke you up because I want your company. I want you to think a little bit with me. In heaven, it's empty. You're wasting this beautiful moment. You could be Mekadosh Hashem. You could sanctify him. Dash to yourself in Israel. Be holy in the midst of the Jew. By the way, fill up your mind with Kiddush Hashem. He says, Eloi Seichel Lima Siyomim, because Baruch Hu understands what you have in your mind. Vomer says, Ki Ati Yodato. You know, Levatcho alone is Levav Kol Bnei Odom. You only you are the one who knows the heart of all mankind. Now, this is a very, he says, it's a big agdoma. This is a very thing that you should always know. Hashem is looking at you, watching at you, and he wants an accounting. There's nothing what we're going to have to give accounting for every second of our life and how we utilize the second. What have you accomplished in life? So when you work, you accomplish, you make money. When you learn, you're accomplishing learning Torah. You entertain at the house with your wife and everything, making a mitzvah, fine, good. But there's many, many other moments, many, many other things goes on in our mind and thinking which we feel totally non-accomplishing, not doing anything with it. So, and Hashem says, and this is very important to know, that we should be, now, why is it important? Because this is going to be absolute proven for the one who is Batech. And Royu Loi Litoin, no way can he argue Shibatech Barakim is Arbe Deburoi, only with his words, Belish Yiftachon Avelim Matzfunai, if he uses and shouldn't utilize his heart too. The Yibbe Malas Mishan Emerald should be considered like the Posik says, Befibus Fosso keep doing it, the only honor will be the lips and with the mouth, Beliba Richak, but in his heart is very far from me. He says, one of the Kedomas which is needed in order to be real Batech in your heart, that you utilize your heart. You know, on the surface, we have a lot of knowledge about Bitochen. And we talk about Bitochen. We speak about Bitochen. Are you Ben Boch Hashem, Yetz Hashem, and Hashem knows what he's doing, and so on and so. But we do much more, we talk much more than we think. And as the Chazon Ish said, Bitochen is the manifestation of Amuna. Amuna is believing. Everything which we learn here, we believe it. But when is it manifested? When it expresses itself in Bitochen. When we really are excited about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we really live it, we express it in feelings, not only in talk. Why don't we express it in feeling? Why do not we feel up to this what we just spoke? Why don't we feel up to this what we spoke? Why not? The answer is because we had not dedicated our heart to those points which we know and we talk deeper. Why? Because we have an empty heart. Our mind is not so intensively busy focusing. That's what's called thinking of Shkofa. It's very important. When we learn these things, you pick it up in the morning, you have all the long work, and this thing has to recycle, it's like deeper and deeper and deeper. And by the way, when you drive your car, or waiting for a bus or between a customer telephone, you go this back and you get it deeper and you prove all these beautiful arguments. Because Baruch knows what you're thinking. Now I know you're thinking, so you're producing, you're productive, you're recycling, so it's limited in Ashkov. All of a sudden you start living up to it. You because the deeper you think, you meditate with these thoughts, it takes effect over your emotions, and you're real content, you're real relaxed, you're always prepared, you're never shocked. And the Gemara says, Bahira, when he came once on the way, Shoma Koi Tzvocho Be'ir, he heard this big cry, screaming in the city. That from some houses, some treasure, somebody is screaming and yelling. Says, but Toyachani, I know for sure it's not in my house, because I taught my house. The one is relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing bad is going to happen. So no, it's not in my house, he said. Because I teach my house, there should be Boteach Vashem. So lo Yiro Dover, they shouldn't be afraid that nothing wrong is going to happen. So being asked, the Maaseh does happen, even Boteach Vashem. Things are happening to people. Hashem wants certain things to happen to people. How is he so sure? The Maaseh, to be nervous, you don't hear anything and say maybe something's going on. Okay, that's not. But you hear already somebody yelling and crying. So something had happened. I'm sure it didn't happen in your house. This could have happened in your house. The answer is no. It could have happened in his house. But the fact is screaming and yelling, I know it's not in my house. Because I taught my people to be Boteach Vashem, and those people don't scream and yell. If things happened, they were all prepared. They were braced for that. But the person lives with the talk and everything's for the good for the Kodesh Baruch, also something is happening, he never shocked, he never falls in a panic. And Boteach Vashem is never, never, ever panicking. He's in full control. He's always with Hashem. Right? Because this is called meditation. Utilizing your thinking power in depth. And with the more you utilize it, you're never being being caught off guard. You're always prepared. You always embrace the situation fully and make full use of it. Omeri says, Ke'ato yedato levatchus levav ne'odin. You know everything from the kishus boris ele Boteach. When this will be absolutely proven to the one who is Eilu Lalita Shubateh Velakim Yisrael Abidu, he will never argue only with his mother till he's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If he Miblish Yiftach Ola Belib Ome Tzpon, if he will not equally match up his belief with the depth of his heart. Because your heart has to be where your mouth is. Whatever your mouth says, that's what your heart has to feel. Now usually our mouth goes much further. We express better things. We express much stronger things which are really inside belief. Or some of you agree with our heart. But it's not enough just to believe it. You have to live it. Amunah is also called exercise. Imunim, exercise. The more you exercise that belief, the more you repeat it, then it becomes a part of you. Agdoma Shlishi is the third Agdoma, which you have to know.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit the other way too. Like sometimes we can feel something in our heart, like we're in a group of people and we really want to say it, we really feel like we want to say a strong bracha, but we're embarrassed or we don't have the koach, so we say a quiet bracha. Why is that?
Well, again, the same thing, because you're more with the people than with Hashem. You're embarrassed of the people. You're more with the people than you are with Hashem.
Yeah, I read a story about a tzaddik or a big person who used to say Shemas, you know, that used to say V'ahavta. People would stir when he said V'ahavta, and it makes me want to say V'ahavta that much. I mean, not just to say it, but to really feel it also. But then when it comes to Lamaisa, it's not so easy.
Well, the concept is to be able to do it and to think it and feel it in your heart without expressing it to others. That's really the
come from a very deep place.
It doesn't have to be. The real strength in a person that it doesn't express those things. The deeper you go in the heart, you know, a little accomplishment in the heart, in the depth, it doesn't have to be in that surface. On the superficial, you see, a child immediately laughs, immediately cries. A child immediately expresses his feelings, his emotions, because it's very superficial. So, but this is actually the same thing. The deeper a person is, the deeper you think, it's not even expressible. Sometimes, the depth of a person's heart, if he's really deep in understanding, even he wants to express it, he can't. His kelim, his vessels, his stencils are too weak even to express it. Called Shviras HaKelim. I bring a very simple, especially in today's time. Today's time, we don't see things are being so expressed as it used to be. It's getting less.
When was now being late? Okay. I was late. He's late. Okay. You could see. Today it's not a manual world anymore. Okay. Today is an automated world. It's a program world. It's a push button world. Does the result have anything to do? Is the cause and effect? Is the effect has anything to do with you? With your cause? Except only push the button. Here comes a printout, and you have the bookkeeping of the whole month, having a spoiler from it. In 2 minutes, you get a printout of your financial statement for the whole month's activity. On one push button. Okay. You're making a telephone call. You want to call Israel. So you have your telephone. Your telephone is a program. Push button phone. And it says you have your computerized memory, and you have a code for this and this call in Israel. You just call 83, and then you have to lift the receiver because you're too lazy to make it easy. Just push a button, you get a high tone, you got a microphone in it, okay? You put 83. Hello, Yerushalayim, Israel is gone. You got your call, and you speak like you speak with closer than you speak with your person next door. Beautiful, magnified voice. And so you take credit. It's only a print program, but you don't know. I mean, I'm always big because I remember the memories. Speaking 35, 40 years ago with American from Israel to Israel. People used to yell, oh, used to get on the chair, baby's gonna hear it better. Used to scream, used to sweat after speaking 5 minutes. Like you felt, I was speaking to American, okay, he was speaking, and take about 80 years ago on the telephone, you used to make, turn the wheel until it ring. Now, if somebody spoke in America, then 15 minutes. He took credit. I yelled to real Americans, went through the lines in the sea, in the ocean. I pushed through my voice, and I was fighting all the ways. He felt accomplished. Yeah. And what did you hear? You heard maybe every fifth word you had to put together sentences. And you're screaming and yelling. He took a lot of credit. Today, you speak like nothing. You're just a push button. Code 83, and you get him on the line. Now, if somebody would do this, we get up and we sweat and we use the receiver and push the button and it's crazy. It wants to match his manual interference with a programmed accomplishment. Same thing used to be in the old days. More we go back, more closer we come to Mashiach, everything is automated. Everything has been pre-programmed. Once Hasidim, once Ovdei Hashem, Ovdei, he used to say 5 hours, 10 hours, used to sweat, used to give themselves over to the. And they felt they accomplished it. It was manual hard labor. There was a lot of time for that. Time wasn't so compact as it is now. It wasn't a push button world. You lived in a ghetto. You have no access to the world. You couldn't go out to the world. Hashem gave all the time and peace of mind. It wasn't peace of mind, but in that circumstance compared to today. And people sat and they were dedicated and they served. And everything was expressed. In the physical involvement was expressed in the outside, all those things. Today it's not there anymore. There's no expression of this. Everything is programmed, everything is a push button world. The accomplishment of today is much. So what I'm trying to say, it used to be Ovdei Hashem. They used to say a brocha, they used to get wild, wait a second. You say a brocha, today is a voice control. Okay? Today, you don't have to push even buttons. Just pick up the phone. Just say the right code in the telephone, and the code picks it up immediately. And you get the password, and over the through the voice and the password, and everything is going through. And you activate unbelievable things. When I say today, I broke on this piece of apple. You know what a voice controller is? What I'm activating? This goes back to Sheshes Me'abreshes. This apple goes to his father, to grandfather, all the way to other Mauritius apple, and the tikkun and what he ruined, I'm fixing and correcting. It's unbelievable program is going on there, just by saying the simple brocha. Now you're getting involved with, Hashem. This is nothing, it's not place to smoke, like you said. It doesn't get you any space with the accomplishment. As you say, you're sweating while pushing this telephone button to make the contact to Israel. Well, what does that have to do with it? So today it's not, the deeper you understand your accomplishment and achievement of today's time, the less outside expression comes into the picture. If you do outside expression, it only shows how much you don't appreciate what you are doing. And the same, for instance, Chazal says, why a woman should not learn Torah Shabbat Peh?
because a woman trying to interpret, trying to understand, that makes her feel good, is actually minimizing the beautiful gift which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the woman. The woman started out the luchas themselves, they are the tablets themselves, which were never learned. The tablets was never learned, was in the Kodesh HaKadosh Mazon, was conceived. It's not learnable. It's the seed of the entire Torah. It's actually the capsule of the whole Torah Kula, Kodesh Kula. She's the essence of the Neshama, she's the essence of the Torah. And Kol Kvoide Basmel, the whole arm of the door of the Esprima, that she's the insider, that it's not comprehensible. Now, when the woman says, I have no Torah, I want to understand Torah, she understands already something. So, well, you're minimizing yourself. The husband has to learn. He's the outside Torah. He has the cosmetic of the Torah, the chitzoinus of the Torah. Now, when the woman does not supposed to learn Torah, it's not because she's second, no, but somebody has to protect the essence of the Torah. Now, when she has to know that she understands the Torah, she has to understand that she's minimizing her role. Same thing today. If we want to express things, we want to be just as devoted and as used to be the previous generations, now Hashem wanted to get the chitzonius out, to get the chitzonius. Today everything is primis. There's no chitzonius today. Hakdoma Shlishis, and the third Hakdoma, the third preface, which we have to know, which is needed ingredients in order to acquire full bitoch. Sheyached Elokov v'bitchoinoi boy b'mashuchai b'toyo boy. He should unify his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, but he has to rely on Hashem, while he shatev zilosa imo, should never incorporate anyone else with HaKadosh with him. He should have bitochen only on Hashem. Now those statements, Hashem helps themselves, help those who help themselves. It's a very wrong statement. And to say, after all, 99% Hashem is doing things, it's very wrong. Somebody says, Hashem only does 99% of 1% you have to do. If not, it's not, it's no bitochen at all. That's called, you should, shiyachet, is to unify. Elokov is bebitochen in his reliance on him. But Ali Shatav Zilosim, he shouldn't incorporate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyone. The Yiftach Olav, and you should rely on him totally, or on something else. There's no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the mitzvahs not to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shutav, in partnership, not to believe in any other power, in other force. When you believe you're going to only be successful, of course you give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you believe you're only going to be successful, if you're also going to work, if you're also going to do, so you became a partner. It's not that you gave Hashem credit 99% to yourself, a credit 2%. No, you're worshiping yourself. You are a full unit for yourself. He posted B'tchoin of Elokov, and he will totally lose, totally spoil his B'tochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shtatev Zilosa Imo, when he's incorporating anyone with him. And quite a doubt, you know that the Marsh Nehmer Ba'osa, and so Ba'asa, the King Asa, in Chassiduso, with all his righteousness, Chassidus, Eish Shesomach HaMaloyfim, at the time when he relied on the doctors. The Ksiv, he says, when he was sick, and I went to the doctor, he says, Begam Becholyo, even when he was very sick, L'Dora says Hashem, he had not asked for Hashem to help, Kibu Roifim, he asked the doctor to help him, Benena Shalze, and he has been punished for this. Now, Asa HaMelech, you think, really relied on the doctors? Even today we don't rely on the doctors. So Asa HaMelech relied on the doctors, and he didn't ask Hashem. Of course he asked Hashem. But there was one little element which he relied on the doctor, and he was punished for that, because the minute, the only element. Obviously, now, let's take ourselves, which is very unfortunate. You're getting up with a toothache. You know you have a cavity there. You know it's a simple thing. You're getting to the wall, asking Hashem, please help me. No, because it's nothing. You know, you go to the doctor, you get a feeling. You have a stomach egg, you know, you spoil your stomach, something. It's nothing. You take it. You have a headache, you take it, Tylenol, and finish. You get something serious, then go to the doctor. The doctor says, don't worry. Nothing to the Baruch Hashem. No. So it was right to Baruch Hashem because you're not on the doctor saying. So as long you know what it is, there's no Hashem in the picture. When the doctor tells you it's nothing, again, if no Hashem in the picture. Now, when is Hashem coming in the picture? Ooh, terrible. There's no cure, Chas v'Sholem. You don't know what to do. Nobody could help you except Hashem. So the doctor tells you, I have no choice only to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes out, in any given thing which you rely on the doctor, which you ask the doctor, which you feel the doctor could help you, automatically they totally withdrew from the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have to go to the doctor. It's ishtadlus, just like in business.
So how do you go to the doctor now?
Because that's
what do you call not relying on the doctor, but knowing the doctor is shliach.
So you're relying on Hashem. You're not petrified, and you ask Hashem every given second. Say, have a toothache. First thing, Hashem, take care of my toothache. Obviously, want something. It's a reminder. It's a total different reminder. I know a person told me, usually he's a very, very involved person. And Baruch Hashem, never get tickets, it's never been grabbed. All of a sudden came a time in his life that in a matter of a few months, in 3 months, he got twice robbed in a car, and he got a ticket on the highway. And so things are just happening. What happened? All of a sudden it happened, and it's just something is going wrong with my life. Something I'm doing wrong. Hashem is pinching me. It's just giving them, because when you take all this little natural thing as a reminder, at least you're benefiting from it. When we don't take things as a reminder, if you get a ticket, it's a natural thing, but if you use it as a reminder, I was speeding, I got a ticket. I always speed and never get a ticket. Take it as a reminder. It is mentioned in the Chavis of Yom Midlo, the third Hagdomah. The seven ingredients is needed seven Hagdomas, seven prefaces you have to emphasize on in order to be able to obtain Bitochel in HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the middle of the third one. So let's start, we make a fast the third one, Hagdoma Shlishis, and the third Hagdoma, which is needed to Bitochel, Shiyachad HaLakob HaBitchoyne, should only unify Hashem in his Bitochel. There's only Hashem whom we rely on, but he's the only one who is required to be relying on. Add anyone with Hashem, and he should rely in Shutpes, Al Echad Mevimo, any other creature. He posted Bitchoyne Be'elokov, because this way is going to be spoiled his Bitochel on his God, because he had incorporated somebody else with Hashem. But without Hashem, Shenemar, as we explained it yesterday, you know about the post success, but also Amelach, Im Chassidus, all with his great Chassidus, Eshe Somach Avaroifim, at the time when he relied also on the doctors, Exhibit Gambo Choliov, even when he was sick, Vadoris as Hashem, he did not ask Hashem Kiberoifim, only the doctors. And then Hashem was punished because of that, but it really wasn't only of the doctors. He was healed by Techon HaKodesh Baruch Hu, but also a little bit on the doctors, and it's considered in the Pasuk L'doras Hashem, because Hashem does not tolerate any shutas, any partnership. Hashem is 100% reliance on Hashem. The doctors, you're not relying on doctors. A chiva shtalos, you have to make your effort.
So what part does the doctor play? I mean, let's say that we talked about a dentist. Person has a toothache. Now we know that the dentist or the doctor is the shliach of Hashem to heal a person. If a person doesn't go to the dentist, that tooth is not going to be, it's not going to be repaired. It's fixed. There's still going to be. So what part does the dentist or the surgeon play?
You see, we said, we spoke many times. If somebody, according to Ramban, which Ramban advocates his bitochen, if somebody is in a madrega to listen to the Ramban's Bitochen, it doesn't have to go to the doctor either.
Or the dentist,
it doesn't go to the dentist then, yeah. It doesn't have to go.
If you're negligent, Hashem gave you a goof, you have a responsibility to take care of it.
Yeah, Hashem is taking care. See, that's a chilek. Hashem is taking care of the goof. It's part of my responsibility. Hashem is taking care. The fact Hashem has to take care through a doctor is because of your madrega. You're not such a high madrega of Bitochen that Hashem should be able to take care. Rabban says Pshat, what is the doctor doing in the house of Hashem? He says Rabban and Pshat, Rape, Shinite Lushis Leroyfe Rapes. They have been given permission to go to a doctor. They have been given permission to go to a doctor. It's not even if we're allowed to go to a doctor altogether. I heard from Rav Schwab. Shlita. He told me the Vilna Gaon, he was a Baal Batech, like in the Shittas Ramban. Never went to doctor, never anything, nothing. And when he was in the latest years, I mean, before he passed away, he was very sick and very weak.
The Gaon, did you?
The Gaon, Vilna Gaon. Yeah. And he never in his life was a doctor, never was a doctor. And the family, he heard it from Chaim Moser.
was Rav in Vilna. And it says the story is known, the traditionally known in Vilna. The story is known, it's not printed. You're going to see why. So the family didn't ask him, and they called a doctor. So the doctor came into the room, he turned to the wall and didn't want to look at him. The doctor obviously wasn't a big Jew either. Wasn't a Jew, I think was even a Gentile. He didn't want to look at the doctor. Like he was so, like this is about exactly what he says, that Arthur once went to the doctor and he was called to come home to the door. Because he had, of course, he meant mostly a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the girl, the Batech of the Ramban, somebody really such a Batech, it would be a deficiency. Like he will not take a chut asarif in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway, he didn't want to look at the doctor. The doctor was insulted. He says, Rabbina, Rav, he says, you have right. Even the bishop believes in me, just like he believes in Yoshke. He says, I too. I also believe in you like I believe in Yoshke. He wanted to impress him, that even the bishop believes in me like he believes in Yoshke. So why are you turning away from me? He says, I also believe in you like I believe in Yoshke. So that's the word. He's just as existent as Yoshke is in existence. the fact that we have to go to the doctor because we are low level, because we don't rely that much and we don't have the Rambam's Betochen. I'm bringing it out in the book, yeah. So the book, I shall not want. If you know the position, that's Betochen is non-existent today. But this is the highest level of Betochen. And this is out, you know, why do we have to be Mishtava? Why do we have to go to the doctor? In order to work and to crystallize, now when you're going to the doctor, why are you going to the doctor? I'm going only because Hashem told you to go and to work on it.
And then when we choose to go to a doctor, then we have to look at the skill level of the doctor.
The best doctor. You have to make just like you're going out to do business. Now, do you believe Hashem is mefarnes you? Do you believe Hashem is giving panosa? Yes, but you still have to go out to business. Mm-hmm. So you go out to panosa in business, you have to go out to a good business. You have to make a good panosa. You have to try the best in the area. Not to overdo it and not to under. That's the balance. Because you're underdoing, then you're not doing your mitzvah as it should be. If you're overdoing it, if you're doing it a little bit more than it's required, ishtarlos, and then you're relying on the ishtarlos. So that's the test. It would be much easier for us to serve Hashem if Hashem would allow us to utilize our bitochen without having to do ishtar. It would be very easy. Because, no question Hashem is right. You say every day, how many times? Every time you go to the bathroom, you make him right for kolbosarim after losses. What do you want from the doctor? Hashem told you to go to a doctor. Hashem go to a doctor, you have to go to a good doctor. So you have to, one, you have to make the best effort to go to the best doctor, and then not to rely on them. And then not to rely on them at all. That's okay. That's the paradox. That's the best. Borich ha-gever, ashi iftach v'shem v'shem iftachoy. Blessed is the person who is relying on Hashem, and Hashem is his reliance. Only Hashem, nobody else. I mean, I do, and it's known. Ki mi she'emanu v'bnei odom shnei memunim. If a person will appoint two people to do a thing, or more than two people, minuyav mufsad. His appointment will be will lose. You know, because he said, "I thought he did it. If I did it, it's not going to be done." Kolshke mishabota chalerim v'zelosoy. If a person will rely, a man would rely on Hashem, and also somebody else. She saw some bitchoinoi that somebody else will destroy his reliance on Hashem, because if that part that you rely on the man takes away the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yes, Siva Chazoka, this will be the fact that you rely on somebody else, as I've said, that will be a real reason, more than many,
Mashabot HaChol HaBoy. How is he applying this principle? The principle is that it's a Metzius, that when two people have the partnership in something, that one is going to rely, I think the other one is going to over here. He's talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Zula So, are going to or is he saying that because the person relies on them, it's going to be massive? You see what I'm saying? If the metzius is that the two people are causing hefset because they're relying on it.
Why is the two people causing the hefset? Why is getting the hefset? Because if I ask you to do and ask him to do, okay, so you're not doing it because there's somebody else. what is the mitzvah of bitochen? To rely on Hashem. The minute I rely on Hashem and on you, this and on you, I took away from Hashem, because you wouldn't rely on you, you would rely on Hashem totally. So why? Because you yourself are mafsid as bitchoina. The minute when you appoint two people, then my appointment is ready. Whatever I appoint the second one, I'm taking away from the first one. Immediately. It's mafsid as bitchoina. Moshe Nebel, the apostle says, Ora Gever Shifta Bodam, says, cursed is the man who is relying on a man. Ora Gever, cursed is the person, Ashifta Bodam, which is relying on a man. Some Bosor Zroya, and he will put his muscle as his support. I mean, Hashem Yosur Liboy, if in Hashem he will, how we say Yosur,
remove
his heart. Now, it doesn't say that it's like complete on Hashem. Because any part that you beter bo'odam is min Hashem Yosel Liboy. And that min Hashem Yosel Liboy is Oror. Just as it's Baruch HaGever. Now, Oror means he's a cursed person already. Unfortunately, whenever there is a reliance outside of Hashem. Now, when I said the story of the Vilna Gaon, why wasn't he? He didn't, all his life, he never let the doctor in. So at the last moment, was before dying, he was very weak, and the Mishpocha didn't ask him, because he didn't even look at him. He didn't want to be Oror. He would cooperate with the doctor. He was afraid that for a second the doctor maybe could help him. That's Oror. That's already Oror. You can't be a bissel boteach, a bissel not boteach, because that bissel is a total Oror, which you're not boteach. It's not. Bitochen is not taking a dependency on Hashem. Bitochen Hashem is. You could say as follows. I mean, I just want to make it a motion. I need $100. So I will say, and I have to make a start. So I would say $99.99. I know it comes from Hashem, but the 1 cent you have to produce, your full number teach, your full Oror. I could say, listen, 99.99 relied on Hashem. Fine, but the 1 penny which you're not relying on Hashem, you're not a bateach. It's that you're total not bateach. You understand? It's not. You can't divide in proportionate the bitochen. Says, 99 relied on Hashem, 1% not. 1% I relied also on my muscles, on my doing, on my effort. But that 1%, min Hashem yosel libo, you took it away from Hashem, and that's a total Oror.
Going to the doctor means you're talking about Adam.
It depends. If you go to the doctor and you go to the best doctor, says Rabbi Nishalaylam, I know the disease came from you, and I know the refuel comes from you, and I'm responsible to you. I'm going to the doctor because Hashem, you send me the doctor, you want me to be a mishtaro in order to go to the best doctor and to say it's not the doctor. So now you better mishtaro, and the better doctor you go, and you still declare it's not the doctor, it's 100% depends on Hashem. You discover Hashem competing with the best doctor. Now all the people go to the best doctor and praise the doctor, and you say, Hashem, it's all you. He wouldn't have gone to a doctor, you say, Hashem, you're wonderful, but other people are being held by the doctor. He goes a tzaddik to the doctor, so other people don't make yourself fool. I'm also going to the doctor, the doctor doesn't do anything. The best proof, how many? They say in Israel, there was a doctor strike. Who said it? You said it here, someone said it in the Shir. Right? There was a doctor strike for a lengthy time in Israel. Less of people died those days. There was a great doctor strike, and less people died. V'hakdom ha'arviz. And the fourth hakdoma which you need in order to obtain a full betochen. Shetiyah hashgachosay chazoko v'shtadlusay godoylo v'kay ma'ashechiver boya boire ma'avedosay. You should be extremely careful, you should look extremely mishtaro to fulfill all his responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve him. We should try to make all his mitzvahs lizoyer, and you should very much be careful, Masher is here, but you warned him not to do mimena. Kefi Masher hu mevakesh. You should try to do everything which the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do. In other words, the next principle which we need, and the next ingredients which we need to be a full boy teyach, you have to be shoyimer teyre in mitzvahs and trying to fulfill a Kodesh Baruch Hu 100%. Why? Kedei sheyia boire maskim loy, in order you should be able to ask that Hashem should agree with you on what you rely on him. Now this is a very big principle which
If anyone comes forward of you, a non-religious Jew, or a Jew is not careful in mitzvahs, doesn't a certain thing, whatever, it's a great in betochen, tell him you're a bluffer, you're lying. And just like you say, car, I have a beautiful car, but I have no wheel, and I'm driving 80 miles per hour. You don't drive 80, you have a good car, the wheel is in the garage. But this car does not go 80 miles per hour. If you don't see a wheel on a car, one of the wheels that you botech rides on, you shame the mitzvahs, we call the care, we call pretei, and you're very careful. And any little thing which Hashem doesn't want you to be not doing. But the minute you're a little bit, lenient, you're not such a medagnik with mitzvahs, but you're great botech, you worked, you learned a lot of Shabbat talking, you're nothing more than a half kemetch. You know, it's nothing to be talking. You can't be 100% botech of Hashem. Because what is botech Hashem? Botech Hashem, Hashem, I'm giving over my lot to you, and I know you do for me. And by the way, here is something which bothers me a little bit, because the way the Chovis always expresses here, the Bitochen, is not the way the Chazanish expresses Bitochen, which, and I would say there's two levels in Bitochen, and he says even the first level of Bitochen he can't obtain. And I would say maybe only the first, maybe the second, I don't know. We always emphasize there's two levels of Bitochen. The low level of Bitochen is, I rely on Hashem, and I know Hashem will do what I want. I want this and this, and I'll be talking, Hashem will do it for me.
Why is that a level of bitochen at all? Maybe it's just not,
it is a big bitochen. It is bitochen. Because, you know, Hashem, listen, you are good. You created me. You want me to be happy, and this makes me happy.
So will Hashem do that? Or is that
yes, that's a lot. If you'll do it or not, it doesn't come to the. It's not the matter. Issues, how do you speak to Hashem? How do you talk to Hashem? What do you demand it from Hashem? And a lot of times, people, Hashem makes you feel like you got what you want. And this is the first level. Baruch HaGever Ashift of Hashem. Blessed person is relying on Hashem. But it's like, he will do what I want. That is a high level of Bitochen. It's a deep level of Bitochen, which actually Chavis also emphasizes on. Where Hashem is Tachoy. Not, I'm relying on Hashem to do what I want. I rely on Hashem, period. That whatever Hashem is doing is good. Why I'm asking? Because I have to, this is the form, that's my norma, that's my understanding. That's the highest level. But here you see, the Chavis says, in order to have even the first level of bitochen, relying Hashem, Hashem will do what I want. If you want Hashem to do what you want, you have to do what He wants. If you don't do what He wants, what chutzpah do you have? And then we have to ask Hashem to do what I want. So even to the first level of bitochen, which most of us, this bitochen what we have, you know, we ask Hashem, we hope Hashem will give us what we want. And then, and there, this two pshatim, how do you manifest bitochen, is mentioned in various. Rishonim in the Chavis of himself is mentioning these two ways. Now, for him, so here you see the lower level. The level, I rely on Hashem, Hashem will do what I want. I said, but in order to have even that bitochen, you can't expect Hashem to do what you want unless when you do what Hashem wants. That you medagdek and mitzvah called by the table called preteo. Kiddush,
right? Separation between like someone who can't, who feels, in their opinion, they're not holding by Shrub Madriga, like holding by, let's say, doing a certain mitzvah and doing an Aveira. And let's say, in the world that I come from, like some women find it hard to pull their hair, let's say. They just feel, I'm just not on that. I can't do it. I mean, I recognize that a woman should, that I should cover my hair, but I can't. And
so, how could that person expect? Hashem will give you what you want.
No, but I'm saying, that's on one hand. On the other hand, a person does a Veira. It trips up and does something.
No, if it happens, you're not doing the Beshita. I'm doing this Aveira Beshita. This Aveira fails, a person fails as a weakness, fails, it's failing.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. He's not a Baal Aveira.
Uh-huh.
Every one of us fails. They all fail. They all make Aveiras. But not Beshita.
Mm.
You will not call yourself a Baal Aveira. You know what a Baal Aveira is? This I do, I don't care. I'm doing over Shana. I'm not Makbid, not Makbid on the gear. That's a Baal Aveira. You possess this Aveira. I'm not Makbid on Loshon Hara. It's a Baal Loshon Hara. It's called Baal Loshon. Now, if a person, Beshitta, is not Makbid certain things, but you're a big Baal Aveira, Hashem will do what you want. You don't do what he wants, why should you do what you want? So, in order to have even the lowest level of Bitochen, which all of us should expect to have, at least that Hashem does what you want, and it's mispala we want, and this and this. When you go to the doctor, why do you go to the doctor? I want Hashem help me refer to this doctor. Yeah? And I say, the real Baal Bitochen says, Hashem, I want you to send me a refuah.
And of course the refuah will come, it wouldn't come from the doctor. The doctor is only an instrument, nothing more. Not what an instrument. Now when the surgeon cuts a person with a knife, so you rely on the knife? Not at all. You're relying on whom? On the hand who holds the knife. So for me the doctor's hand is the knife. For me it's one big knife. The doctor and the knife and his wisdom and everything is in the hands of Hashem. So it's not the knife, it's on Hashem.
What about somebody who's not even holding by mitzvahs? They don't really know what it is, but they have some kind of inner sense that...
Yeah, but they're natural optimists.
I see that Hashem opened this up for me or helped me out or gave
me a good
idea.
It's an optimistic viewpoint of life, using Hashem for your benefit. It's a comfortable way of living. You train yourself to live positively, optimistically. Since it's so your jargon, your language also incorporates Hashem into that. So this atheist also could be an optimist. I have luck, I good luck, things go well with me. I say all my life, things always worked out my way. Without even knowing Hashem is in existence. No, that's a gdomer, that's the principle. Like there's a wheel of bitochen. That's what I want to say. There's no such a thing. If you're not alert that you have a relationship with Hashem, Hashem wants things from you to do. And so Hashem, I'm yours. I'm yours, I belong to you, I do everything what you want. I want to return, you should do what I want. Then you have a beginning to bitochen. That's the minimum. That's the first beginning step to bitochen. Without having this dedication and loyalty from you to Hashem, you don't even start having bitochen. It's hard to conceive it in our mind. But that's what Chavisar says. Don't you ever say to yourself, oh, I'm big bater of Hashem, when you know you're not perfect. Beshitta should be perfect. I mean, in reality, of course we fail, we make mistakes, we're only human beings. But Peshitta, we want to be, we work on it.
So that's also the extent that a person knows that he's not perfect. I know that I'm messing up here and there, I'm tripping up, I'm falling short, I'm lazy, this, that.
So you have to say, I'm also
so
not
then,
perfect.
Then I have to put in effort, extra effort. So the poor get poor. So to the extent that I'm not perfect, then
I'm not
out running around. I have no bitachon Hashem. So
yeah,
I'm a mensch that's R because I'm out running around making efforts myself to make up for my lack of.
Exactly.
So I'm getting worse and worse.
Exactly. What's the curse? That's the curse of working. Of to be mishtabel. Why be mishtabel? Because you're not relying on Hashem. See, if I would not,
and then I'm relying on myself again. So
yeah, 100%. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a reflection of my lack of bitachon.
Absolutely.
And then lower level bitachon, you're making deals all the time. You're making deals, and I haven't bitachon with it. And I do the mitzvahs as a part of this deal.
All that you're doing, we've learned the Mishal Avodah Salakim. That's the low level of Avodah Salakim. They're only doing deals with Hashem. This already we do with Tochen, we're doing all the mitzvahs, but you're going to do what I want. The eye is always there. So actually, the two levels of the Tochen is divided into two levels of a person. It's not that in the person in one area is a high level, the Tochen is a low level. Or one person is a low level, in one area is a low level, the Tochen is a high level. It's interjected. A person who serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a Shaloi Lishma, that person, but it serves him 100%. He makes deals with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, whatever it is. That person could only have the lower level of bitachon. Because you are in the picture. That's the Shaloi Lishma. The Shaloi Lishma is me. So the bitachon is also me. I rely on Hashem. So I'm a very practical person. I know nobody could really help me. Only Hashem. And I want what I want. So I go to Hashem. So after all, in order to accomplish that, only Hashem you could give it. So that same element of Shaloi Lishma, which is in all my other areas of Avodas Hashem, I would say the lower level of bitachon is the Shloi Lishma of Shem Tochen. Shloi Lishma Tere Mitzvah Shloi Lishma, Tov Shloi Lishma Lishma. It's better to have that Shloi Lishma bitachon than to have no bitachon at all. But even to get to the Shloi Lishma bitachon, do what I want, you must first be deserving. She says, Kedesh Yaboyre Maskimlo, in order Kosh Baruch Hu should agree with you, B'mashu bitachon, that you are relying on him. K'mo She'omer, I would say, Zuchem, Zal Torah, I say the desire of Hashem, as you do your own desires, in order Hashem should make your desire as his desire. It's a regular trade-off. So if you don't do his desire as yours, why do you expect Hashem should do your desires as his?
That's the first level.
That's the first level. That's the
Shechelik
of
Shloi Lishma.
The
next one is
Batar. That is the second thing. That's the high level. Batel Retzoincho. Nullify your Rotzen with Messiah. I have no Rotzen. There's no I. There's no deals. Kidei Shevatel Retzoin Acherim with Retzoincho. You should nullify Retzoin Acherim, other people's Rotzen, because of your Rotzen. Ah, there's many pshatim with this Mishnah, but the answer is, what is the Mishnah saying? Kidei Shevatel Retzoin Acherim with Messiah. Be mevatel yurotzen, nullify yurotzen, you nullify your desire for the desire of Hashem. Why? In order Hashem should nullify the desires of other people because of yurotzen. I have no rotzen. And by the way, who is the others? Who is the rotzen? There's many pshotim. I'm going to give you according our, but again we'll be talking. Who is the other rotzen? How do you understand it? The answer that is, we have to know, our existence in this world has a great impact on the world. We're not only individuals and you mind your own business and you live your own life. We are here for one collective responsibility, the Sakein Olam Malchus Shaddai, to cure the whole world in the kingdom of Hashem. Everyone should recognize Hashem. Now, what is the real Boteach? The real Boteach is the second of the Malchus Shaddai. Hashem runs the world, not me. All these shtarlos, all the things that is happening, is only Hashem. And you regard the Shechin, you're making Kikir Hashem, everything you're pointing here is Hashem. That's the real Boteach. It's not a trading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coronating Hashem. It's making Hashem Hu Elohim Einoid Milvadoi. Einoid Milvadoi. Now, we mentioned last time the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chanina that he didn't make even an effort to save himself from this Mecharshev and his Kishev maker. He could have stopped her. He didn't even stop her. He says, why? There's nobody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't hurt me. You're ineffective, totally. He wanted to demonstrate you're totally ineffective. How? If Hashem doesn't want to hurt me, he can't hurt me, no matter who you are. If Hashem, and if it did hurt me, it's because Hashem hurt me. If Hashem hurt me, there's no point I should stop you. I can't stop you anyhow. Now, what was Reb Chanina dedicated his life to prove that Hashem runs the world, not you. And he endangered his life. In danger. Now, anyone would be not Reb Chanina, wouldn't be this Madrega, would not allow to, would be a Hefkayim, because this man is going to hurt you, this Mechashev is going to hurt you, you could stop him, don't take from the earth, don't touch me. It's almost like saying, you know what that's almost saying, like you're on the street, and you see a car coming 90 miles per hour to you, and you have to jump off the street, you know, you have to make an extraordinary move in order to save your life. And you see a lot of people are watching and say, nothing doing, I'm here. Hashem knocks me over because Hashem knocked me over. I could jump nowhere away. I can't jump away. And if Hashem doesn't want to knock me over, he could not have a power, he's going to get stuck the last second, it's not going to hit me. So he's endangering his life to prove Hashem runs the world. Because Bitochen is not only me and Hashem, Bitochen is Hashem is all over. The one who is but now, the high level of Madrega Vitochus is that he has no desire. I don't want anything. I just want you, Hashem. That's all. I don't care what you do. I want you, Hashem. This kind of action makes other people also be mevatel derotzen. You're affecting other people. And you say, batel ritzoincho mipne ritzoinoi. Go to the higher. First of all, the first level, asir ritzoina kirsoina. Make the desire of Hashem as your desire. In order Hashem should do your desire assist. That's a low level of Bitoch. That's good. But that does not affect the world. Because you do, you make yourself, Hashem should do what you want, and you get what you want. So, people will not interpret that you're Bitoch and Hashem. You know, Hashem is good to you, but you do things. You made it, you were a mishtabel, you wanted something. When it comes to the high level, that he wants Hashem to Shem Elkum Einad Milvado, he says, Batel Ritzoin Choli Ritzoin, a total nullify your Rotzen to Rosh Hashem, Hashem, I don't want nothing. All I want, what you want. And why do I want children? Because you, Hashem, want me to have children. How do I show that Hashem, I want children because you, Hashem, want me to have children? I want you because I deserve to have children like every human being. How do you show the difference? Because when Hashem doesn't give you children, how do you behave? How do you react? If Hashem didn't give you children, you'd be just as happy as he would have given children. Because you never wanted children to begin with, because I want children. You wanted children because Hashem wants you to have children. So I wanted. I did everything. So what do you want? You don't want to give me, I'm just as happy. Hashem knows and Hashem lokach. Hashem just like Hashem gave, just the way Hashem takes it by the kedev, as Avram showed, you want to take it, I take it, I'm just as happy giving it back as I was having to get Yitzchak. I just as well give him back. It's part of the time, I have no rotzim whatsoever, not even having to, not the most elementary things I don't want. So when you demonstrate this type of a bitochen, you know what's happening then? You are really spreading and influencing that other people should be because of your rotzen. Because that this is your rotzen. You know what your rotzen is affecting the world? That other people reach this gewaldige lishmodige bitochen. You're affecting other people. Because the whole reason, you know, you have to know one thing. If I have a certain rotzen independently, there is a certain independence in this world. Not only I'm not doing things independently when Hashem is not letting do. Not I'm showing that I could do things and I'm not asking Hashem. I to such extent I'm bringing down Hashem to this world that I don't allow even have myself even any rotzen, because what doesn't have a rotzen? The rotzen is also a certain existence. I want to have only the rotzen Hashem. I couldn't care what it is. It should be the rotzen Hashem. And when you demonstrate such a big rotzen, such a big bitochen, that makes other people give up their ritzoinus. However, if only a low level of bitochen, in the contrary, it makes other people, better business people, also taste it. Listen, this man is a rich man, you know, because he's a big bitochen. He wanted to be rich, he's rich. Also, I'm going to want. So you make other people follow you. So again, you're not proving Hashem is all over, because Hashem is only there what you want. But when you demonstrate the battle of ritzoinchel, you make other people to be mevatel rotzen, because this is ritzoinchel. My rotzen is, a person should only have one rotzen, not to have a rotzen. You could have a man should have any ritzoinus. It's a battle of ritzoinchel, so it means a person should have no desire whatsoever. Yes, one desire you're allowed to have. You know what? Not to have a desire. Have one desire, not to have a desire.
What about the chol of avcha b'shtei yitzir?
That's what it's called. To sacrifice.
I have a Yetzirah, I'm not a tzaddik.
Yetzirah is not a rotzen, it's not me. Yetzirah is an instinct, it's a gravitation. And give it to the Kodesh Baruch, it's not me. I'm not Yetzirah, hopefully. Surely. Sure, I'm not Yetzirah. It's a Rishoyim, Yad Libam. Rosh is in the hand of his Yetzirah. It's him identifying himself, but the Jew is not. What do you think? That's not my rotzen. Any yider is the rotzen is yetzer. He's an instinct in him. He's a pull.
Neshama has a rotzen though to be get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
This is also not you. Yes, the neshama has a rotzen to be with Hashem. The goof is the rotzen to be with the animal. And who is you? You are the middle one, the ruach, which has the choice. Identifies either with the yetzer hara, either with the yetzer tov, either with the neshama. In the neshama. Now I would say both, even the Yetzer Hara and even the Yetzer Tov is not in the body, not in the Neshama. It's in the Ruach. It's in the man, the chooser. It's the chooser, but this one. Omer HaKos HaPosel, B'tach V'Hashem, rely on Hashem, V'asei Tov, and do good things, Shchon Oretz, live on the earth, Ure'ei, and pasture Amunah. Now I would say this posel actually speaks to the low level of Bitochen. That's the first level of Bitochen. It says, B'tach V'Hashem, V'asei Tov, Shchon Oretz. Now what is Re'ei Amunah? The valley in the earth, Re'ei Amunah, and Re'ei pasture, like you have to say, and
shepherd.
Feed yourself with Amunah. Feeding, like Re'ei, Re'ei Tzoyin. Vomet Poshet, Toiv Hashem L'Koivav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to the one who hoped to them, the Nefesh Tidreshana, to the Nefesh who is searching for Hashem. At this both Psukim is actually addressing the low level of bitochen, and this is a great principle. Says the Chavis Savovas, even the lower level of bitochen is not obtainable unless you fulfill 100% mitzvahs. Unless you fulfill 100% mitzvahs. In other words, you make the whole relationship between man to God as a mechanical relationship, as you have with a car. You know, you can't expect the car to travel unless you turn on the engine, and you can't put them into transmission, and you can't expect the car to stop if you don't put your feet on the brakes. So same thing, you know that you can't expect Hashem to do this for you if you don't do this for Him. That's all. And if you want Hashem to take care 100% for you, to do 100% what you want, obviously you must do 100% what He wants. So if a person says, listen Hashem, I'm a good Jew, I'm 80%, 70%, you know, I'm the... But you should do everything the way I want. You can't expect such a thing. That's the first akdama. So even to the lower level of bitochen, you can't get it. I just wanted to say The second level of betoch, maybe it's possible. Second level, it's also not possible, because the person cannot say, I don't want anything, I just want Hashem what you want, unless you perform 100% everything in the mitzvah Hashem also. In other words, there is such a thing, people with natural bitochen, a natural bitochen, which is not bitochen at all, it's optimism. And this comes, some people are being born optimistic, some people are being born pessimistic. And optimism comes from a gewisse mida in a person, nature in a person. Some people are very comfortable, some people are very lazy. Says, I'd rather live on $50 a month to live in the woods and have a peace of mind than to live in Manhattan and make $5,000 a month and to be in the rat race. I don't like it. So $50 is easy to make. Like, I'd rather have nothing. Like, you know, and it causes all betochen. Not betochen, it's a certain comfort, a certain laziness. That's what it is, but people call themselves betochen. It's not betochen.
Two cases I heard was one. I heard of a rabbi who, or a rebbe who, would always davka leave a door open in his house, because he knew that no matter what, if he locked everything, it was up to Hashem whether someone.
Shav shoket shomer. If Hashem lo yishmer ir shav shoket shomer. If Hashem will not watch the city.
And then there was some.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
On our level, you mean?
It's not necessarily the halacha. It's not necessarily the halacha like that. Not necessarily. So all to the boss. She's mentioning it, the father's thing. She has a store. It's to lock up this and this. Also, to leave something open, so to leave something for Hashem. Okay? It's very nice for a businessman, you know, in the level of a soga which the person has, to manifest the talk in such a way. It's tremendous. Like it's a sweet thing, but not necessarily the right thing. Because bitochen is, what do you say? Since I locked up this, and locked up that, and locked up that, so now I need a little bit where I have to fulfill the mitzvah of bitochen Hashem. Listen, wherever I locked up there, I need just as much bitochen. you can't protect yourself at all. I say, you lock up 100%, 120%, and say, I'm still totally exposed. And if you, Hashem, will not watch me, there's nothing my lockup is helping. I would say by locking up 99% and leaving 1% open to show that I'm a Baal B'tochen, and let everyone see, so then actually you think, I said, 99% Hashem, I don't need you. I locked good up. I secured myself. But I still have to be Boteah. So I leave 1% to be Boteah. So this is not the right concept. Now, why did he do it? It could be for something else. He could do it to show the people, the simple people. He himself knew that he needs Hashem Shmira altogether. But he can't talk. This is a language. It's the kindergarten children. You can't speak this language. Just to see, there was always a door open. Ganef never came in. You see, Hashem is watching. But to say, listen, I locked everything up, but the lock is Hashem, not the lock. You see it. You're the Baal Boteach. So I'm interpreting it that way. But this is another. This means that you have to be 100%. It's like you would say, you have to go to a doctor, go specially. One surgery, you have to go to three surgeries, one specially go to Shlemil to show that still is going to work because Hashem is doing the surgery, not the doctor. No, you're not allowed to do it. You have to put 100% good doctors, you have to make the best establishments. And to rely totally on Hashem, not on the doctor. But you don't go to butcher. Now, what will happen? I will ask you something. I'm giving you something to watch. You had a big boteach. You leave always something open to make sure a guy who wants to come should be able to come in to show Hashem is watching and not the luck is watching. And I gave you something to watch from your Shemir Chinam. Shemir Chinam, you watch for me. And it's stolen. So Shemir Chotin, if you're honest, you know, if you help, you know, you tried your best, you put it. But you have to swear. I wasn't a Pashaya. And you come and want to swear, so you guys say, had you watched everything? So, of course, I watched just like I left all my possession. You know what I'm doing? 99% of us, 100%. 1% of left off in the garden should become to show Bitochen. You have to pay. So, why? Because this is not the shtadlus. You can't. That's not necessary. Why he did it? It's the greatest of a plan of business. Maybe he wanted to show in America to his family what Bitochen is. Yes, that's the only way to talk to them. For that, as a teaching point, it was good. But to say this is the right thing, no way. Writing is to be 100% mishtadl and to be 100% boteach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a paradox, but that's the right thing to do.
Wouldn't the continuation of, if it's a high level how the person is doing it, then wouldn't the continuation of that high level be to say, if the object was stolen, to say, well then,
absolutely.
Hashem meant that this should be stolen.
But that's even the lower level. But you're responsible.
So
but you're still responsible. You're also shomer. I'm also a shaman. I'm about the analogy. If somebody tells you to keep his things, you have to pay for him. It's never about somebody else. It's my things. Hashem gave me things to hold. I'm a shaman to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, I gave you something. I want you to watch him for me. If Ezra so says, where is it? Are you a shlomit? What right do you have to be a shlomit on my possessions? Hashem gives us objects. I have a gabalus on, I have ownership on him. I'm responsible for this object. I have to watch this object. If it has been stolen, I have to. You have a responsibility to that. But one is, it says he's relying on Hashem. However, who mamre oisai? But he's rebelling Hashem. Kamu yisocho, what kind of fool is he? Kamu dat to chalusha vakarosa. How lack of understanding he has. Like, ki uroya, because it says, kibishen ismane loy mibne odom al dovar. If a man has been appointed something to do, because he mitzav oisa lesasuk vitzayrich mitzroch, when he tells him to do something on his own thing, or mazal is a world, so medover yavon mitzoyso, the gil mani over mitzoyso. If I appoint a person, watch my things, do this, do this for me, watch my things. And I ask and I rely on him, he should do things. But you don't do for him the bare minimum. I'm appointing a watchman on my warehouse. I'm telling him, you watch it 24 hours a day, you guide him 24 hours a day, and so on and so on and so. And I tell him, you have to do this and this. But you don't feed him, you don't pay him, your checks come back and everything. How do you expect him to do what you told him to do? If you don't do for him, how can he do? Kol shekhem mishu oval chilkel if so is so. How can you rely on Hashem? Hashem should watch, Hashem should do to you. If you don't do for Hashem what Hashem told you to do, that you oiver or chilkel akim on the roots of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim Nisluis, Hashem yuad v'heidelem, Kodesh Baruch Hu warned you on them. And Kodesh Baruch Hu also made it conditional. Shetit chenes avoteach olav v'chenzor k'shem reil. That you could all your reliance on Hashem will deceive you. Will you really call Hashem Batechokim? You cannot even call Batechokim. In other words, the first principle is, if a person does not fulfill 100% Torah mitzvah, it doesn't even begin to be a Batech. You can't even be called Baal Batech. What nerves do you have to be called Batech, relying on Hashem, when you don't even do the bare minimum, what you have to do? Achukum HaShomer HaKosu, this man is like, Ma Tikvas Chonef. What is really the hope of this Chonef? I say in English Chonef. Flatterer. He's flattering on Hashem. He will leave behind his cry, his demands will Hashem listen. This man is only flattering, showing off. He's never really not concerned with Kodesh Baruch Hu. What help us? Why should Hashem even listen to him? When we say, Sagona Fretzeach, you steal, you robbed, you murdered, Venoyev, you show a shek, you swearing falsely. It became like a bar, it became like a gathering of Masyanikas. You're all robbing away from me, you're all stealing independence, you all think that you could do whatever you want to do, you go on living whatever you do, you rebel against me, but still come to the Beis HaMikdash and making deals and negotiate with me. Why do you negotiate? Why are you coming? Why are you relying on me? Why do you deserve it if you don't do what I'm telling you what to do? And you're coming into this house, Ashenika Shmi Olav. See, the Beis HaMikdash was the house of Ashenika Shmi Olav. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's name was called on the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was one area which man could not claim domain, balus, ownership. Because you see, everything was miracle, everything was above high miraculous. The Oren was didn't take any place up, and there was miracles and so. So the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum bittel. The person became totally nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the Beis HaMikdash. So actually, when we expanded the whole world, that we show all over Kodesh Baruch Hu is only there. Good day.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.